you're a miner before you're a steelworker, and you're a miner in Manton Pit, which is, it's a nearish workshop, isn't it? But it's in the Nottinghamshire and UM area. Is that right?
No, it's in workshop, and it's but it were in South Yorkshire and UM area.
Okay.
And so, like I said, Manton, they were. There were in strike, 900 and so men, and there were 90 stopped out on strike. That's only 10% of us were stopped out on strike. So we did it both ways. We had a lot of earache from Yorkshire lads who were on strike, but we were on strike, you know what I mean? But we were still at earache because there were that many going back. Obviously, we couldn't know about it, you know what I mean? But we were still at earache, and we had earache off at scabs, sort of thing. We had to go back to. When it all finished in 85, we had to go back and work with. So it were hard. But the 90 of us, what we're thinking, were hard. And to get your point of view across to everybody, it were that even harder. And it was like, what was it? When they say when it was that hard, it were. Oh, God, I don't know, but it were hard, sort of thing.
But it was, so you'd been out for a year, were you, Manton Pit?
Yeah, we were out, for a year. Yeah. And then we had a week after strike for them, we were sat during strike.
Yeah.
So we were like a year and a week.
Yeah. As I said, I know we mentioned it before, but, you know, for a lot of people, they don't even know what picketing means these days, and that was obviously a big thing during the strike. Can you tell people what it was like going on pickets?
Oh, yeah, it were. Well, I was 1920, and it were something. At first, you thought it was fun because you're up against police and you're having open fights with police, sort of thing. And at first, it was fun, but first thing, it was a lovely summer. So when you're that age, you weren't bothered about winter pubbing, so you didn't need that much money. You got time to go fishing or anything like that, you know what I mean? So it weren't that bad. But when it kicked in, when the winter started, and you know there was going to be no end. No end in sight, that's when it started to get a lot harder. And you realise, that's when you start to get more political and things, and you realise what families are going through and things like that. That's when it got a lot harder.
Must have created stresses and strains, not only at work with the scabs, but with your family and...
Well, like I say, I was single, so it wasn't so bad for me. Right. My dad had died then, but my mum would probably aren't strike, so that would go good with me, you see, so she would help me out with a bit of money and things. But, like I say, come February, March, everybody, you can understand why a lot of people did go back to work. You don't condone it, you know what I mean, and things like that. I never would, but you could understand a bit, sort of thing, you know what I mean, because they were like starved and things, they were getting no money, they were getting like, what, 10 or 12 quid to feed a family of three and things, you know what I mean, three or four, and I mean, we were really hard for them. And then what did stick out and strike, they must have been so, you don't know what they went through, and they're still today, still today, there's still some in debt from it. I was talking to a lad, well, I went back to work, about 6 months back, talking to a lot of old lads and things, and the one of them, he says, he used to be, German at Branch German. He was telling me about. He still gets a lot of lads come up to him, and they said they're still in debt from it, and they're still animosity. They still don't talk to each other. A lot of them. And I don't think it'll ever go away. Never.
It's amazing. What 22 years on, people still not talking.
Yeah.
I guess in a smallish place like workshop, you must see people around.
Yeah, but there's a lot more industry in workshop, you see. Nah, there's a lot of pitch shown. You probably drove past it, there's a great big Wilkinson's thing, and a lot of pit lads work there. And the big massive sandwich factories and things, and they all work there. Instead of talking about coal now, they probably talk about mayonnaise spreading.